AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says one person was shot and killed during a hostage rescue in Houston. A statement says all the hostages have been safely rescued. No FBI agents are injured, and one individual is deceased in Houston. A source tells the AP the Manhattan grand jury looking into Donald Trump and hush money payments planned to hear testimony on other matters today, apparently further delaying a vote on whether or not to indict the former president. Meantime, the DA investigating Donald Trump in Manhattan rejected a request from House Republicans for information about the case. Pentagon leaders, including Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, are telling Congress the latest budget readies the country for a possible confrontation with China.
This is a strategy-driven budget and one driven by the seriousness of our strategic competition with the People's Republic of China.
The testimony comes on the heels of Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow. European Union leaders have endorsed a plan for sending Ukraine 1 million rounds of artillery ammunition. TikTok CEO got a grilling from lawmakers over data security and harmful content. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone doesn't like the China TikTok connection.
I still believe that the Beijing Communist government will still control and have the ability to influence what you do. And so this idea, this Project Texas, is simply not acceptable.
CEO Suzy Chu says parent company ByteDance is not an agent of China or any other country. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman's office says he's expected to return soon to the chamber, although leaders are giving no timeline 5 weeks after Fetterman sought inpatient treatment for clinical depression. Leaders of the Senate Banking Committee warned former chief executive officers at the failed Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank they expect them to testify before the panel, saying in a letter to each, you must answer for your bank's downfall. This is AP News. California is getting too much rain and snow.
After years of drought, it was too much rain and snow for California. It was a strange, stormy, and cold winter for the Golden State. This week's atmospheric river was the 12th such storm in the state since late December. Californians initially welcomed the precip and chilly temperatures after a record-hot summer and many years of drought. But the relentless storms busted the drought in two-thirds of the state and broke precip records along the way. The National Weather Service says San Diego has already recorded 5 more inches of rain than normal, and Los Angeles had the wettest beginning of the year since 2005. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police in New York say an officer rappelled down a Manhattan skyscraper to stop a man facing financial fraud charges from jumping out of a 31st-story window. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.